Welcome back. You're tuned in to Agriculture Today, and there is so much consternation, if you will, about the state of the agricultural economy as we go into 2018, and just what the realities are as we hope for improved times on the farm and ranch in this next calendar year. An individual who's put quite a bit of thought into that very question is with us now. He's the head of the Department of Agricultural Economics here at Kansas State University, Alan Featherstone. As you would put it, generally speaking, Alan, where do we stand? Because there seems to be a lot of pessimism out there right now.
Yeah, certainly as we close 2017 and as farmers are finishing up their final numbers for 2017 and looking ahead to 2018, I think we're still in a stage where we're struggling. And in some respects, I think we're seeing more of a dichotomous nature with regards to the production agricultural sector. Probably the most widely cited numbers out there are the net farm income by USDA. And in terms of if you look at their numbers, they argue that 2017 probably was a little bit better than 2016. I think probably the big thing that really when you look at national numbers, I think you really need to look at the heterogeneity, the fact that while they put out an estimate, there's a lot of variability around that estimate where some producers are actually doing worse or much worse and others are doing about the same and others actually improved. And so what we ended up doing is taking a look at Kansas farms over 3 years. And so we had 760 farms where we had three consecutive years from the Kansas Farm Management Association. And just to give a little bit of an indication of where we are, in 2014, 19% of those farms actually had negative net farm income, 1 in 5. If we look at 2015, essentially 42.7% had negative income, roughly 2 in 5. Mm-hmm. And then essentially in 2016, it actually was a little bit better in Kansas with the high yields. And we actually ended up with about 35% or 1 in 3 that had negative net farm income. And so certainly if that was just a distribution where some years you were high, some years you were low, it would be a different situation than farms that have consecutive negative net farm incomes. To give a little bit of an indication, 1 in 5 farms in Kansas had negative net farm income in 2015 and 2016. And so essentially this is going to be a compounding effect, in that when you begin to have consecutive years of negative net farm income, it really begins to have a compounding effect in terms of what's going on with the farm finances. In terms of looking at the positive side, essentially 44% of those farms had positive net farm income for those 2 years. And so that's kind of where we're getting a dichotomous nature, is essentially you had 1 in 5 that have had consecutive years, 15 and 16 of negative, and roughly 2/5 that have had positive incomes over those 2 years. And so, again, you're beginning to see a separation in terms of just where farms are with their overall operation. You go back a third year, and essentially 2014, if we can remember back that far, was really a good year. And so there's only 7% of the farms in Kansas that have lost money for 3 years, and roughly 40% that have had 3 consecutive years of net farm income through these difficult times.
We'd like to visit about the difference makers then, as you say, that there have been those that have prospered in the last couple of years and those that have struggled. Noting that the 2017 numbers from the Farm Management Association are not yet in, but if you were to speculate, would we see similar trends continue through those numbers?
Again, I think we're going to see a very differential basis, and there's really probably 2 drivers in terms of what's going to affect the 2017 situation. Mm-hmm. The one is cost of production. Those farms that are able to do a little bit better on the cost of production, essentially spend a little bit less per acre in order to increase that efficiency, certainly that's going to be positive. And we've seen differential effects there. For example, on the corn enterprise from 2014 to 2016, essentially we dropped about $45 per acre with regards to the cost of production. And so certainly that's decreased. But if you look at the soybean and the wheat enterprise, we've been pretty flat. Again, and part of this probably was the price of fertilizer actually has decreased, and corn uses so much fertilizer relative to the other crops. But certainly looking at that cost of production is very important. I think the other thing certainly is yield. Weather was very variable in Kansas, like it is pretty much every year, and there's parts of the state that had above average, and in some cases maybe even near to record yields. And then there's other places in the state that had poor yields and much below average yields. And so that if you're able to reduce your cost of production, and if you were in those areas where yields were good, the incomes probably will be okay in 2017. But certainly there's places in the state where the yields just were not that good last year, and so those producers will probably suffer some more disappointment when the 2017 numbers on their operations in terms of income are finalized.
So then, as we look to this new year, 2018, cost of production, a pivotal matter, yields, in the case of crop production, those two will still carry the day as we look to this new year?
Yeah, certainly they will. And if you look at on a statewide basis in terms of just thinking about 2017 in terms of the projected yields and what that may do kind of on the average, the expected yield for corn in terms of USDA numbers for Kansas were 136 bushel per acre. It was 142 in 2016. Sorghum, 80 in 2017, 91 in 2016. Soybeans, 40 in 17, 48 in 2016. And then wheat, 47 in 2017, and 2016 it was 57. And so if you consider the yields are not that bad from a historical perspective in Kansas in 2016, but we're coming off such a good year in 2016. And so while the yields held up pretty well in 2017, if you look at all those numbers and kind of put them together kind of with expected price from year to year, essentially, the crop revenue for Kansas, the gross revenue on those four crops, corn, sorghum, soybeans, and wheat, essentially is likely have fallen from 7.1 in 2016 to 6.4 billion in 2017. And so that's an expectation of a decrease of about 10% in revenue. And so that's where, in some respects, unless the livestock enterprises offset that or the cost reductions were able to offset some of that, it does appear that on average, 2017 for the Kansas ag economy, when the books are finally tallied, will be a little bit worse than 2016. If you compare it to other states, I did the same analysis for Illinois. Essentially, their revenue basically fell by 2%. And so, again, it's very differential across the Midwest and very differential from farm to farm.
So, again, what a producer individually can do to make the best of the situation. Yields, there is some level of control there, although the weather is still the dominant influence. But managing those costs and general management along that line, that's going to be the difference maker for most producers in 18 as well?
Certainly it is. In terms of when prices are low, the cost structure a lot of times means the difference between those that have a little bit of profit and those that have some loss. When prices are good, essentially, there's still that distribution, but everybody is having that positive net farm income when the sector is doing well. Mm-hmm. And probably the other thing I think that producers probably need to think about again in 2018 is really looking at their liquidity, their working capital. Again, working capital is just current assets minus current liabilities. And to give you an indication, from 2015 to 2016, that fell by about $46,000. And if you put that on a percentage basis, it's about 20-25%. And so the average Kansas farm used about a quarter of their working capital. And so certainly working with the bankers, looking at how we can get our costs spread out and reduced, looking at things like rental rates and those types of things are all things that I think producers want to consider as they're making plans for the spring crops in 2018.
And most producers are leaning in this direction in their thinking, but being very cautious, very conservative about their maneuvers here with all this in mind, right?
Certainly, it is a time of caution. And again, unfortunately, we're still in this period of belt tightening and kind of looking at what we need to do to position ourselves when times do get better. They will get better in Kansas agriculture. But I think the big thing is just thinking about how you can position your farm such that it's ready to take advantage of the opportunities that will come in the future.
Alan, it's helpful insight as you've shared it with a number of audiences, including our lawmakers on Capitol Hill, as a matter of fact, recently. And we appreciate you coming over and passing along the general gist of this. Thank you.
Thanks, Eric.
He's the head of the Agricultural Economics Department here at Kansas State University. And with a look back at what some of the key difference makers have been in farm profitability the last few years, and again, what might be expected to attain the solvency and profitability in this new calendar year 2018. Alan Featherstone with us on this Agriculture Today, and we'll stand aside now for a few minutes, returning with today's agricultural news headlines for you. Also, this week's edition of Tree Tales is still ahead, plus more here on the K-State Radio Network. Please stay with us.